nothing painted, the toothpaste comes in.
Tube.
Okay.
Tube E.
Okay, if somebody's just built a boat and they're just getting ready to put it in the water for the first time, you say they're just about ready to,
You boil?
To do what with it?
You boil it?
No, a boat.
A boat, launch.
Okay.
Launch a boat.
Okay, what do you call a boat that, well, tell me the different kinds of boats that people have.
There's a sailboat, there's a rowboat, and a two-kind of canoe.
Okay, well, what kind of bottom did a rowboat have? Was it a round bottom?
Rowboats, some of them are kind of square. They have a square front, square rear. Mostly just like a floor, like a ship or something, about the same width. And it doesn't come to such a point like a canoe there.
Okay, but the bow, the front of it, what shape is that?
Square.
Square was ever pointed?
Yeah, a rowboat. A canoe is a rowboat.
Okay. Okay, what do you call let's say often you get in the mail a little portion of a new product that they're advertising.
Sample toothpaste, sample face cream, samples of shaving cream.
Okay. So what do you wear over your, what would your mother wear over her dress when she works in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay.
Call it an apron.
Okay, to sign your name with a pen, to sign your name with ink, you would use what? If you're going to sign your name with a pencil, you're going to use a pencil. But if you're going to sign your name in ink, you would...
Legal papers have signed with pen and ink and a pencil on it to write it, but you have to sign your signature with a pen.
Okay. So what do you call the little instrument you use to hold a baby's diaper in place?
Hold what?
To hold a baby's diaper.
Safety pin.
Okay. Okay, you, in talking about a dime, you would say a dime is worth...
10 cents.
10 cents, okay. Okay. What all would you wear in the winter to keep warm?
Well, I have long underwear, a vest, a heavy shirt, wool shirt. You say, well, I use long underwear.
What would you wear outside?
Yeah?
What would you wear outside?
Wear a coat, overcoat.
Okay.
A sweater.
What would the coat have on it to fasten? How would you hold it?
Some have snaps, some have buttons. Mostly buttons on it. Overcoat.
Okay.
A jacket has zippers.
Okay. What do you call the article made of the same material as a coat or a pant that you wear under a coat, like in a three-piece suit?
You mean different, same material?
It's made out of the same material as a coat, and you wear it between your coat and a shirt.
Lining?
Well, it's another piece of clothing.
Okay,
I'll answer
that one.
Okay, well, I think it's sometimes called a vest.
Yeah, a vest.
Okay, would you ever call it anything else? Like, would you ever call it a waistcoat or?
Short sleeve sweater or anything.
Okay. Okay, you'd say a suit consists of a coat, a vest, and what else? A suit of clothes.
Pants, vest, and coat.
Okay. What's the difference between pants and trousers? Is there any difference? Like, if you were...
Pants is for a suit and slacks are for a different... to wear with a different jacket.
Okay, but like if you
were... suit, pants are for dress and slacks for casual wear.
Mm-hmm. What would you wear, let's say, to work every day? Would you wear pants or would you wear trousers or slacks or what?
Whichever you wanted, without a tie or whatever you wanted, anyway.
Is there any difference between trousers and pants?
No, whatever. Maybe color, the fabrics, maybe a little.
Okay, well, what would somebody who's working around the barn or working around the shop wear?
What do you wear? Blue jeans, denim? Maybe. Huh?
Okay, what about the piece of denim, you know, that comes up over the shoulders?
It's a bib.
And it's all one...
Some of them are overalls. They call them overalls. They're a bib. And the other ones, pants are denim too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ones with the bib are except for carpenters. You know, they're the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But they go in pants and slacks in denim today.
Well, when you had to buy a suit, how would you get it? Would you go to a tailor, or would your mother...
Well, they have a clothing store, and they have specialty tailors that tailor to your own physique, your own ideas, bald shoulders, narrow shoulders, wide hips, and real bottom pants, or flat bottom pants. You have to go to a tailor, and you get any kind of suit made up you want to, and a ready-made suit from a clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
And they give the alterations. If it's too small or too large, they let them either take them up in the waist or the sleeves, or whatever adjustments they had to have.
Okay, so you went to a tailor to get the...
Well, it's a special-made suit with a ready-made suit. You went to a department store, a clothing store, and they would order them to fit you.
Okay.
They had their own tailors. But a tailor is a specialist shop. He didn't carry ready-made. He made a suit to your measurements and your own color and style.
Mm-hmm.
But in a clothing store, you had to take bell-bottom pants or with cuff or without cuff. And if you had a 36 or 38, you had to shorten or lengthen them out to adjust them. They call those tailors, but they weren't custom tailors.
Mm-hmm. But they did have bell-bottom pants?
Well, they didn't. And after the last 10 or 15 years, they had cuff. Yeah. Last 10 or 15 years, they did away with it.